Our guest analyst this afternoon is Ag Resource Company's Nate Losey. Nate, talk to us about the action in the grain markets today.
Well, you know, we started the week out pretty, you know, firm. The big events for these markets are going to be the USDA reports on Friday, and so I don't think either the bulls or bears are going to get a whole lot of traction over the next couple days. You know, generally speaking, I think the market expects, you know, another week of low corn crop ratings, and USDA will have their initial soybean ratings this afternoon, and expectations are that those are also going to be similarly low.
What are the expectations for Friday's USDA report?
You know, the debate on crop yields and acreage, I think, is going to last well into harvest. We'll get an acreage number, and I think it's going to be tough to put a whole lot of confidence in it, given so many acres here in the eastern Corn Belt that have gone unplanted, and what late planting means for yield. You know, we could get good yields if weather is near ideal all the way to November. I think these markets are just caught in very wide ranges for the foreseeable future.
What about the livestock markets?
You know, in livestock, the cattle market today had a response to the on-feed report, which really didn't show any surprises on Friday, but did confirm another month of record large cattle on feed supplies. August cattle overall held in there pretty good into the close, and, you know, generally speaking, I'd say the cattle performance today was not too bad. Hogs, you know, continue to struggle against record large inventories. We had expanded limits today, and we closed through well under the $3 limits in the hog markets, as well as funds get out of their positions there.
Once again, we've been visiting with Ag Resource Company's Nate Losey.